Thursday night, and here we are again. I was going to observe a moment of silence for John Hughes, but that song was so long that I ran out of moments. That's okay, I can't be quiet anyway. I'm all agitated and hyper, because I'm all hopped up on shredded wheats.
Woo!
Am I right, Riff?
Totally.
Are you also all hopped up on shredded wheats?
Not just any shredded wheat. I'm gonna pass that back to you.
Here's the shredded wheat baton.
I have not actually eaten any shredded wheats. I don't know if I know I must have had them at some point.
Yeah.
I had frosted mini wheats.
That is shredded wheat.
Yeah.
Shredded wheat is kind of like Triscuits with no sugar, right? Like, well, it's the same thing. It's like Triscuits.
These ones I've got here, honey nut shredded.
And that's salt.
Wheat.
Yeah.
They're really good.
I'm always getting that mixed up.
That's why your baking is terrible.
Yeah. Staticky. Huh. I don't know what that's all about.
Maybe they heard me rattling that box of shredded wheat.
No, it's probably like a connection or something.
Something in the mic, maybe. I don't know. I don't have a set of... Wait, yes, I do. I have a set of earbuds that I can use as a monitor, because now I can carry my headphones with me everywhere I go, because Hot Stuff gave me a cool earbud pouch. What he did not give me was an airbud pouch, which is a pouch that kangaroos use to carry basketball playing dogs around in case they need a basketball playing dog to maybe barter with the Aborigines.
I mean, maybe the problem is that we're
or rob a bank.
The board is too high, and the doing the like a board high and the mic input low is
board high mic. Well, I don't know.
Static.
It does sound kind of crappy.
Huh.
Why don't I turn the board, I'll turn the main mix. Why did you even mess with that? Why did you change the main mix?
Because I was trying to relatively balance us a little bit
better.
Oh,
I see. Okay. Well, I'm going to turn that down, turn that down, turn that down.
I just can't hear anything
turn
in
that
the
down.
Cans now.
You can't hear anything
well,
in the cans?
Maybe there's turn
can
up
I
the
turn up the monitor?
Yeah, there's the monitor thing.
Phones, control room, how about now? Yeah. How about now? Is that better? Is that better?
Keep turning it up.
Is that better? Is that
yeah,
better?
That's much
is that
better?
Better? Okay.
Of course, now it's still staticky in this, but that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think we sound a little better coming out of here now. I don't fucking know, man. Your mic is staticky. yeah. Well, hopefully that helped. We'll have to see. How you been, Riff?
Been all right.
I think it's been a while since you've been on the radio.
Yeah, yeah, because you guys were all in a different state.
Oh, you haven't done it since before.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what have you been up to, sir?
Not a lot. Been working on stuff, been playing some video games.
What kind of video games have you been
playing? I've nearly finished the original Half-Life, and I'm currently
Which
going back through...
He's playing in Wine
yeah,
on
I'm
Mac.
Yeah, playing Half-Life in Wine through Steam in Wine
on a Mac. Yeah, which is just so great.
Yeah.
The future is now.
And
the days
I'm also
of Wine
going
and
back
Roses.
Through... the Myst games.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
really?
I couldn't get Riven to work. There's apparently no solution for playing Riven on an Intel Mac because Wine can't quite take it. And for some reason there's no Intel available front end for it. There's one that's in production like as like a fan project, but it's still buggy to the point where I didn't want to try.
You know, there are any number of PCs in the office that would run Riven.
Yeah, but that's just not the same.
What?
Not
the same
the same
as playing it on your own computer, is it?
I know.
Really?
Kinda.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I'll play it on Jenny's computer when she's away.
I went back and played the original Myst, which I had not played when it came out. So it was like the first time I played it, but I played it like 2 or 3 years ago and was kind of unimpressed. Like,
yeah, I didn't bother with the first one. I've started to play the first one again a lot of times and never get very far.
So you're going. So when you say you're going through the Myst games,
what
you
I mean is
starting
four and
more
five.
Than halfway
yeah.
through the series. Okay, all right.
Yeah, because 3 was just not very good and didn't have anything at all to do with the overall plot. So
I see.
I'm playing 4 and 5.
I didn't realize that there was an overall plot.
Yeah.
So
I think it's pretty labored.
Belabored?
Are you also reading the novels?
Yes. I just finished the second novel last night.
The Novels of Myst?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
There were some official novels about the Draenei. The Draenei? It's
yeah.
the Draenei.
Yeah.
Draenei.
I see.
The hiccup Nye.
The glottal stops. That'd be a good band name.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The glottal stops. Yeah, that would be. That'd be a really good a cappella band name.
Yeah.
Man. Somebody whose name had a lot of glottal stops in it.
Oh,
and,
who?
And the glottal stops.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
But I can't think of anybody's whose name has a lot of glottal stops in it.
It's hard for someone with a bunch of glottal stops to become famous.
That's true, because it's hard for anybody to pronounce their name.
Yeah.
So whenever they're doing a concert, nobody shows up, even if they want to see the person, because they think it's somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. Boy. The Rum had written into the Twitter, how do you feel about Totally Rad changing their name to Dazzler? Well, I think they might have been doing it in an effort to hide from us, but you're not fucking up any more apartments on our on our watch, Dazzler. We know your game.
It was just the one, right?
The one apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did only trash one place that we rented for them. You're right, so, maybe I'm being a little harsh.
And it wasn't so much them as the people that they randomly
sure.
invited to
well,
a
that,
party.
That's, that is one thing that it is definitely possible to say, right?
I mean, would you blame me?
Who's there? Johnny
door puncher.
Oh, you sound like a fun guy.
Would you blame me if I went around, like, you know, some seedy section of town and invited a bunch of people to a party at your house, and then they, like, broke all your shit?
Yeah. No, I think I would blame you.
Really?
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty easy for me to blame you for that.
Wow. That...
Yeah, and I have to say that every thinking person on Earth would probably have my back.
That seems pretty transitive there, though. Yeah. I didn't even go to the party.
No, that's true. yeah, you're right. Yeah. Fucking A, man.
It was, you know, the person who rented it to us was not as freaked out as I would have imagined.
No, I mean, well, because we were like, we're going to pay for all these damages, obviously, and not going to hassle you about it, because what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, well. You know, that's what rock stars do, right?
Well, and that's why this year we're getting classical violinists to play.
Yeah. Man.
Because they're much chiller.
And really, it's a lot harder to trash a hotel room or an apartment by hitting stuff with a violin.
Right, you can break maybe one thing.
Yeah, before the violin breaks. And then, I mean, you could probably stab some stuff after that.
Oh, yeah.
You could give a lot of things splinters. So maybe we should not let them live inside our flesh golem.
I got a fork out of the kitchen drawer at the office and got a splinter from the fork. It was like a sliver of metal off of one of the forks. I was like,
whoa.
Fuck.
Wow.
Yeah, it was hurt. It was like long and it hurt. I was like, this
and is... then Riff totally tapped a mountain and gave you another identical sliver of metal in your opposite finger.
Yeah.
What is the opposite of your index finger?
The opposite?
Your other index finger, you think?
Is the index only on the right hand?
No.
You're like,
why is that called an index finger? Is it because you use it to look things up in a card catalog?
Maybe. I mean, you got your ring finger, you got your middle finger. That those two are pretty obvious, right? Yeah. You got your pinky and your thumb. So you need...
But all of your fingers are equally pink. Okay, right. Your pinky is called your pinky because it always tries to tend toward a spot one-third of the way between you and Blinky.
No. It's because if you get poop on this and then rub your eye...
Oh, you get pink eye.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you, Riff, did you read that article about the Pac-Man ghosts?
Yeah, that was really interesting.
It was interesting.
What is this?
There was all this logic to the way the Pac-Man ghosts worked. They weren't identical. Like, they had... There was really? One that basically... And Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde were their nicknames.
Right. Right.
And they had real names that somewhat reflected their personalities that were programmed into them that were actually distinct. So like one of them was, you know, one of them kind of moved around randomly or whatever. Although there was definitely some like herd behavior.
They definitely came toward you. They would all come toward
you. One of them did tend to come toward you. One of them moved toward a spot that was calculated as like the average of your position and one of the other. Ghosts, huh. And I forget exactly how it works, but it, like you can if you search for like Pac-Man ghost nicknames, there'll be an article that describes it. And it was a pretty interesting article.
That was interesting.
I had no idea. I never really played a lot of Pac-Man. I almost all of my Pac-Man experience has been what
your cord is just making a lot of noise.
Cord is rubbing against my microphone.
Yeah,
I mostly played Miss Pac-Man when I played Pac-Man.
Yeah, I never was much into the games because I was terrible at them, but I loved like. I was a huge fan of like the Pac-Man cartoon and merchandising. And,
really?
Yeah, I had like the Pac-Man lunchbox and all of that.
Huh. I didn't really like. I mean, I wasn't ever good at any games, really. But I'm like, as an adult, I feel like I'm pretty good at Miss Pac-Man. Like, when I've been wandering around with random friends and there's been a Miss Pac-Man machine that I've played like a two-player game with like anyone, I usually win. But.
A friend of mine... Yeah, you beat me at Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah.
A friend of mine wanted to build a robot to play Pac-Man. Because you can define a path that will win every time, basically. I think the original Pac-Man.
I don't think that counts as a robot.
Well, but no, he wanted to build a robot to actually play a physical arcade version of it.
Huh.
I don't think he ever did, but that was his goal.
I still don't know if I think that counts as a robot.
Why?
Well, because it's... yeah, I don't know.
Do you not consider, like, automotive, like, assembly line robots robots?
I don't know.
Like, those are, like, the canonical example that I think of.
As a robot?
As a robot. Yeah. Like, in the modern world and not, like, sci-fi.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, man. You have to be able to... I think you have to be able to walk and decide to kill people in order to count as a robot.
But you're breaking one of the three laws.
Those laws are imaginary.
What?
It's those. Like, those like are like future
laws in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. So it's like because we're not in the future yet, those laws don't apply. Just like how when you go to Mexico, the laws of Mexico do not apply. Although I guess once we get to the future, it will be a different country.
Wait what?
So
the laws of Mexico do not apply.
Listen. We've been through this. Now, you do not remember that show. You passed out.
How was that?
Before that show was over.
God, that was. I should listen to that.
A pussy. Yeah, you should. I don't. Although you don't have the. It was great.
3/4 of a pitcher of kick-ass margaritas was was definitely
they
more
really
than I should handle.
Kicked your ass. That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
They're tall pitchers.
Riff, why don't you drink more?
Because he doesn't have.
Not for any particular reason. I just don't.
You just don't
think
do it.
To, I guess.
Yeah, like even to the point of like not drinking water.
You forget that there's any such thing as booze. I'm going to remind you around Christmas time, though, because we got a project.
That is so gross.
It's going to be so good.
Oh, my God.
Absinthe nog. It's going to be delicious.
It'll be an experience.
I'm curious as to what's actually going to happen when I shake up the eggnog in a shaker with ice and then pour it over the sugar cube. I don't know that it's actually going to dissolve the sugar.
I'm pretty sure it will.
You think it will?
Yeah, I think any liquid. Well, I mean, I guess it's a little thicker, but I'm pretty sure any liquid would.
You think
dissolve the sugar?
Oh, we should have like motor oil. We should make absinthe with motor oil
and pudding.
No, we make it with motor oil, and then it will turn us into
tomato soup. How about an absinthe Mary?
Edgar Allan Poe
no,
robot.
It's a Manhattan style absinthe.
I seriously, man, imagine a robot that ran on motor oil and absinthe. What kind of poetry would that robot
Allen
write?
Pobot.
Yeah.
Pobot.
I wonder if you could go to a specific, like, the sort of gothy quarter of New Orleans and order an Edgar Allan Poe boy. They could just say, yeah, we named these shrimp Edgar and Allen. See that news blooper where the guy's talking about how these two cows named Black and Gus got abandoned by the side of the road, and then after the story was over, he was like, do you suppose that maybe rather than being named Black and Gus, those were Black Angus cows? Like, oh yeah, I guess so. Because there were two of them, and one of them was black.
Right.
Yeah. Black and Gus. It's a good thing we don't have a teleprompter for this show. It's a good thing we just pull everything that we say directly out of our asses.
Yeah, but not with our pinky.
That's true.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Do you rub your eye with your pinky?
I don't.
I don't either.
Specifically to avoid pink eye.
Because that's your
exactly.
Your butt finger.
Well, I mean, in some countries it's like the left hand, and in our country it's the pinky, right?
Yeah. Just a disclaimer here. We don't really tell Hot Stuff that he lives in his own country. But he does. It's a country of one. He's the king.
Woohoo!
Or the emperor. Or like the Viscount.
I think most people wouldn't know how to spell that.
I know.
Or if they saw it, they wouldn't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
But if you go to the discount store.
Yes.
You can get one for cheap.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody in... There's a main thoroughfare in Las Vegas called Viscount. And people know it as Viscount.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, at least people who think about roads in Vegas a lot. Because it came up when I was doing the roadside. I used to work at a call center,
roadside
assistant for Cadillacs. And the guy was like, yep, 123 Viscount. And I'm like, hey, what do you know? The ability to spell Viscount just came in handy for the first time in my life. And he was like, oh, yeah, I do usually have to spell it for people. Ah, yay, Viscount.
You still got it wrong.
Telling the same stories over and over again on the radio. I don't think that it is possible to talk for, say, 7 entire weeks without telling the same story at least over and over again.
We could,
I thought you were going to say without using the word Viscount.
Yeah.
Without using the letter E.
Without taking a lot of Vicodin.
I feel like you could restrict yourself to only talking about the cool stuff that happened in the intervening week.
Yeah, but not enough cool stuff happens in the intervening week.
So, but that's it's like the challenge. It's like if you're gonna take on like the Twitter challenge where like you're only gonna you're going to post something interesting every day, that forces you to do something interesting every day, right?
I don't know. I think that forces you to do some smart-ass bullshit that you think will result in something that you could Twitter about, right? That's the thing. When we talked about whether we were going to, like, blog our road trip, you were like, I don't want this road trip to be something where we're having to do stuff so that we will have something to blog about.
Yeah.
I'll give you something to blog about. That's what I'm going to tell my kids when it's time for me to lay a beating on them.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm going to be mad at them for.
I'll
for
give blogging. You something to tell child services about.
Oh, boy. Abuse is funny. You have to laugh. Because if you don't laugh, you just cry and cry and cry.
It's true.
Stupid world. Do we have anything else on the twatter?
There were...
Okay, Lord Huffy said, can we get the Spectre Scepter looked at? You get one every run and you can't get rid of it, they pile up, you know? Yeah, those kind of things seem to bother people.
Huh.
Maybe we should make them pulverizable.
I don't know. But if you don't have that skill, you're still going to... I guess eventually you'd be able to...
I mean, if you are the kind of person for whom they are piling up, I think pulverize is a fairly early perm, right?
I don't know. It's not as useful as it once it was, you know, right? With the gallery.
I don't know. I don't know what I don't know what the cool kids are doing these days.
I think the cool kids don't use any skills at all.
Oh yeah,
because they're cool.
Yep.
And skills are for squares.
It's true. Zen Monkey wrote for the radio show. Any chance of making grapefruit plus bottle of vodka equals greyhound? That's one of those things.
Yeah. We had this aspiration many moons ago to look at all the most commonly attempted recipes that didn't do anything.
Yeah, and it turns out that data was useless.
Well, was just a lot of
the data
lot
was
of
useless
garbage.
The data was useless. I forget what most of them were. It was it.
The, a lot, it the, was like a lot of them were attempts at drinks.
Were they?
Yeah. Well,
the most frequent failed combinations were like scrolls that didn't add together or something, right?
Sure.
Like, it was something where it was just like, oh, they're just doing the quest wrong. Like, they tried this, and they're doing the quest wrong.
Turn me down a little bit.
Turn you down a little
bit?
Yeah,
it's just a little loud.
What, number two?
No, sorry, the headphone volume.
When I start yelling at you,
yeah, it's
coming right through your cans.
Yeah.
I was saying earlier how I'd like to meet a Mexican girl with real big boobs, so I can say, well, she really puts the cans in Mexicans.
Yeah.
And then Riff suggested she really puts the tits in Mexico.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny.
It is. One of those meta jokes. I never meta jokes I didn't like.
Someone was saying that now that we've fixed the whitelisting karma issue, can we get an option to have a choose a clan member list alphabetized?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I think when you're like there's a list in there to like assign karma to people. If you want. And so he was, instead of like doing it by ranking or whatever it currently is.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. You can ask C.D. Moyer.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely a C.D. Moyer kind of thing.
Senior Random says, Nolish Chainsaw, please? Come on, Meat Engine plus Knoll Tooth Necklace, it just works. I don't know. There's that bicycle chain that everybody wants us to let you put on the Meat Engine.
Yeah, I don't know.
A chainsaw made out of teeth.
That'd be brutal.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
Ihad Sejidez says, or Sahids. Any plans for shirts? War hippie nipples scare me highly. I thought that said scare me nightly. Like, yeah.
Recurring nightmares.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Shirts. Remember the song Plant Man by Gary Young? Where at one point he just says shirts instead of one of the verses.
No.
You don't remember that? It's a good song.
Huh.
Plant Man knows where the plants will grow. Plants don't know what the Plant Man knows. It's a good song.
Weird.
He was the drummer from Pavement.
I see.
And he recorded a solo album that was really, I think, just him like fucking around in his garage with a bunch of his buddies.
That's kind
of
cool.
Some of it's really good, though. Some of it, yeah. There's some good tracks on that record. I should play some of that. I should track that down, and I should play some of that during the break so that you can hear it. And you, listeners, because we are on the radio. Let's see.
There were some other questions on the Twitter.
Twitter. Were
there? Yeah, there were a couple before you asked it, and then you skipped over. Maybe you didn't want to read. I don't know.
Well,
there was some. There was some complaining about the big puzzle.
Oh, right. Kitsune Leo wrote, why did I just not see these? Could you guys make it so the next big puzzle you do, the first step can't possibly be skipped? I mean, I feel like that is a...
It depends on what you mean. Like, I can see what you're saying. Like, it could have been possible to skip the first step of this puzzle, but it just wasn't. Like, it didn't happen. Like, I don't know what you're referencing. Like, people solved the first part and then posted what the second part was in the forums, so that's why a lot of people were able to skip it, because they were posting the next part in the forums, and, like, regardless of what you do, that's going to be possible, right? Like, if people are giving you the answers to the first part, of course you can skip it.
We haven't yet worked out the technology for the spoilable puzzle. The unspoilable puzzle.
Yeah.
A spoilable puzzle.
Yeah, the spoilable puzzle we've got all over the place.
I mean, like, even puzzles that would have different answers for everybody that was looking at the puzzle or something, you still could... There's going to be, like, a methodology to it, you know? So you could publish that.
Yeah, I mean, because what we were saying was, like, you know, not Prawn or one of those other web puzzles, right, where the solution to each puzzle is the URL of the next puzzle. Like, you technically could skip every step of those and just go to the URL that says you win,
right?
But that doesn't mean that those puzzles are skippable,
right?
So, like,
so yeah, so like, I understand what you're saying, but it's not likely to happen in a number of different reasons.
Ehud also said, any chance for new Hardcore Ascension rewards? Brimstone Baguette, Stainless Steel Sourdough, and Samichlaus, Plexiglass Pez. And so I looked up Samichlaus.
Yeah.
And so it says Samichlaus is like the strongest lager in the world. It means Santa Claus in the Swiss-German dialect of Zurich, where it's made. But what I read that as the first time this popped up was the strongest laser in the world is called Samichlaus. And I'm like, it's weird that the strongest laser in the world has a name, and that it's named after Santa Claus, because, like, you know, I mean, lasers are cool, but, like, it's nothing next to delivering toys and joy to all the good boys and girls all around the world, right?
You heard about the, God, what is it called, the National Firing Institute or something like that? Like, there's
the National Firing Institute?
Well, because they've built
an, I would not want to work
giant there. Array of 169 lasers,
mm-hmm,
that all focus on a single point. And their plan is to create fusion with lasers.
Huh.
Like, so,
cold fusion?
Well, I mean,
is it cold?
It's not. I mean,
it's
like,
not cold. It's crazy hot.
It's, yeah, like trillions of degrees for. Oh no, it's like billions of degrees for a trillionth of a second or something. Like, it's very small scale, but the idea is to get more energy out than they put in. Which
is there a danger that in doing the initial test for this, a bearded MIT graduate with a crowbar will cause portals that allow aliens to...
I don't think so.
Etc.
Was he an MIT graduate?
Yeah.
Really?
Gordon Freeman is a PhD in theoretical physics from MIT.
Yeah.
Well.
Half-Life was... There were a bunch of people from my fraternity that worked on the Half-Life games.
Well. Wasn't your fraternity, weren't they, you redid your fraternity house in Duke Nukem 3D?
Yeah.
Was that any of the same people?
No. That was, there were people who had already graduated that were working on Half-Life, but there were...
There was some kind of weird thing where you couldn't actually have multiple levels, but they faked it with some sort of weird dimension thing.
In Duke Nukem 3D, you couldn't actually be above, like, it was three-dimensional, but you couldn't, have I don't know how to explain it.
Like a...
There were no actual unique spots above other spots on
yes.
the floor.
Right. Yeah.
So you could go up a spiral staircase, but what you were actually doing was passing through multiple spots.
No, it wasn't that either. You actually did have a height, but you couldn't actually look up or down in a way. Like, it just wouldn't render correctly.
That sounds like how the original Marathon worked. You could have a bridge that you could... You could stand below the bridge or above the bridge,
yeah,
but you could not see above and below the yeah. bridge at the same time.
There was some, like, in our early sort of, like, messing around with it, Colin actually made a really interesting level where it was, like, sort of like a figure eight, and you actually passed through the same spot, like literally the same coordinates or whatever, but you couldn't see the other person if you'd come around the other way. So you had the same spatial, like it was the same. You could hear them. You had the same spatial locations, and you could, I think even if there was like an explosion, you could like kill them, but you couldn't see them because the game was interpreting it weird because you'd come through like intersecting corridors, but you were in the same spatial location. It was all kinds of weird stuff like that.
I feel like it's weird when you unleash a level editor on the world, having done a lot of weird shortcuts for the sake of the levels that you pre-designed. Right? You're gonna end up with.
I mean, they were really good for flat linear levels or whatever, but trying to do a multi-story building was really complicated, and we had to do all sorts of weird stuff to get a spiral staircase. You couldn't like look across diagonally, like up through the spiral staircase or whatever.
I never was patient enough to like learn how to use a 3D level editor. Like, I feel like I have such a hard time envisioning anything in 3D.
It was not hard. It was like whatever I designed the basement portion of it, and it only took like a day or two to do.
I mean, I guess if I had gotten to the point where I understood that I could just draw a map and then like mark textures on them, and actually see it in 2D, then it would have been a lot easier for me to deal with.
She was your favorite character in the 3D TV shows? 2D?
Yeah. Yeah. The Facts of Life. 3D! Oh my god! Natalie is so huge! That was offensive. Who was actually fatter, Natalie or Mrs. Garrett?
I don't remember the show very well, to be honest.
Which one of them had the biggest boobs? Was it Blair?
You know way too much about the show.
She was a witch, you know. Yeah. I think Mrs. Garrett had the biggest boobs. When I think of the phrase pendulous, I think about breasts, and in thinking about pendulous breasts, I think about Mrs. Garrett.
Wow.
That's what I think about.
Yeah, don't ever describe a girl's breasts as pendulous. It doesn't go over very well.
Oh, yeah? Have you tried it?
Maybe.
Really?
Because, yeah. You know, like a pendulum, right? Like, yeah. Like, sometimes they swing, and, like, pendulous, right? But no, not appreciated.
Yeah. You know what you should do? You should, like, tape Mrs. Garrett to the ceiling, smack her boobs.
Uh-huh.
And then set up dominoes all around her
as it precesses.
Yeah, as the world turns. The dominoes get knocked over by Mrs. Garrett's boobs.
Wow. And then you can get somebody to write an elaborate conspiracy mystery novel.
This is yeah. Your breasts are Foucault's pendulous.
That was a good book. Have you read that?
No.
Really
is it
good.
Pynchon?
No, it's Umberto Eco.
Umberto Eco.
It's basically the good version
of Da Vinci Code.
Of Da Vinci Code.
It's just so good.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Umberto Eco's name.
Echoes.
Yeah.
Umberto.
Umberto. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That is pretty funny. Let's see. Blathersby wrote into Radio Bugbear a while ago, "Hey, JNS, have y'all considered adding minor enchantments to tattoos? Seeing all the spades freak out when their formulas were screwed up by +2% item drops and +1 melee damage would be hilarious. It would be even better if you just did it without telling anyone or displaying the increases." I don't know, man.
Because that would give specific reasons to have specific tattoos, and then you would have a lot less... Diamonds would have, much less reason to have anything but the best tattoo, or the best two or three tattoos displayed at any time. They really are just for.
We could make a tattoo that was a
customization.
Diamond. We should do something where an unlockable reward is like suit tattoos. I never even thought about that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That'd be something that people would want to display.
That'd be great.
Why didn't we think about that? I never think about tattoos. You know, they became something that was just sort of entirely the purview of outfits, and that was not what they were meant for.
And you kind of hate drawing them, though.
Yeah, I do have to, because I have to draw a lot better. Because they're bigger. I don't know why I feel that way.
I mean, monsters are even bigger, and you don't have a problem with them.
I know. Like, it must be like something about the sweet spot at 50 by 50.
I think it's just the conceptualization, because a lot of them are supposed to be icons of some idea or something, and that's harder to do in a 50 by 50 space.
Yeah.
The amount of... Like, 30 by 30 is not a lot of room, and you manage to get a lot of expression in that.
Damn right. They call me the expressionist.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Well, the ones that don't call me the rapist. The ones that don't know me very well yet call me the expressionist.
I see.
The grapist.
One of the best Onion articles.
Right at 42 says, what's with the change to the Summon Hobo Underling skills? Getting some free booze or food along with the other effects so bad? No, that change was an accident.
Yeah.
CD Moyer deleted a bunch of skills and then had to reconstruct them from memory. I don't know what the skill itself, if you can still use it, what it does should not have changed.
Yeah.
Let's see. Primavera Angel says, you know, it would be very easy to make some sign-based pastas. Gnollish and Gnomish Gnocchi, anybody? Involve potato sprouts or something? Something. Uncertainty of Canadian Gnocchi. Yeah, Gnomish Gnocchi is kind of funny.
Yeah, Gnocchi is just not very good.
It's like little balls of potato.
Usually, and it's... They're like, it is... I think that maybe if they were cooked perfectly, they'd be, like, tolerable, but usually they're overcooked and terrible. It's just... Because they really... There's, like... Even if you tried to flavor them, I think they'd still be kind of bad. They're, like, pasty and... Yeah, just not good.
Have you tried sticking them to your nipples? Doing a burlesque show?
No.
Good. Don't. Please don't. I mean, you know, what you do in the... What you do in the privacy of your own home.
Your own theater.
Up to you.
Yeah.
What you do in the privacy of your own phone booth is none of my business. Vikakamul says, is there a limit to the number of K-mails you can send per day, like the packages limit? Let's just say yes. Telus R says, please add zap groups for all Librem items. No, because there are varying degrees of rarity of individual Librem items, and no. Don't want to do that. Ah, shit. Big Daddy Grim says, questions for the show. One, is there any word on the clan item to be found in Hobopolis? Yeah, we just need to sit down and fucking decide. We need to do? We need to go, and we need to each come up with an idea for the drop rate, and then we arm wrestle, and whoever wins gets their idea implemented.
I wonder who would win.
I think it would be you.
I don't know.
By a goddamn landslide, you cretin. You muscle-bound jerk.
No. But your arms are still larger than
you're
mine.
You're not a jerk. Yeah, I don't,
so
I don't know.
That's the thing, right? Like...
How much can you bench, brah?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Me neither. I don't even know if that's the same muscles. Does bench pressing work out the... I feel like curls are more the...
But even that, like, you're torquing and not, like...
You're torquing. Your mom goes to college.
Yeah, I mean, we had gotten closer to an idea.
We've gotten closer to an arm wrestling contest, too.
That's true.
Oh, man. You know what we should do? We should do it in a non-violent way. Neither of us are particularly confrontational. We should go find one of those arm wrestling video games. Remember those?
Yeah. Those were dumb.
Well, you know, you could. When else do you get to arm wrestle a giant plastic Mexican wrestler?
I don't know. When do you get to do that?
In the fake plastic wrestling mask. What else? Tiny Plastic GDM says Trophy 68. Yes! It's funny that 81 was found right after 68.
It was?
Yeah.
Was?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They
today?
Found it?
Earlier today, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have not been on the forums.
Turns out that Trophy 81 you had to get by killing John Hughes.
Really? So that's... And it's been spoiled and everything?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Cloud Strife says, now that we have the he boulder, can we get a he she boulder, or would we get a she boulder first? She boulder, he boulder, a wee boulder. Remember She Bop?
No.
Cyndi Lauper's famous song from the 80s about female masturbation. See, she believed in the myth of the female orgasm. I couldn't think of any...
You must be really popular with the ladies.
I couldn't think of any euphemisms for female masturbation. What, flicking the bean? Flicking the bean?
Flicking the wrist.
Annoying the man in the canoe.
Is it? I wouldn't think it'd be annoying, though, or why would you do it?
It's also not really a man in a canoe.
Oh. Maybe that explains... why I could never find that dude. Like, you know, because he didn't have any paddles. And he was so close to Shit Creek. Big Daddy Grim said, number two question, and I read another question in between number one and number two. Speaking of between number one and number two, any word on when the next clan item of the month may be? It's probably going to be next year. I imagine it will be around a year from when the last clan item of the month was.
It depends. I mean, we could do one at the end of this year. I could imagine that happening.
Doing one every 6 months?
No, I'm just saying, because May is going to be our experimental month, and it was May.
Oh, sure. Okay. Right, yeah. So. And I guess if that experiment was technically a success, although, I don't know. We'll have to do it after a month that is particularly good in terms of donations, just to mitigate that risk.
Or
somewhat.
We do something that's also relatively, that we know is also going to be relatively unpopular, and we do some clan furniture.
A regular item of the month, and a clan furniture item,
yeah.
And the VIP pass.
Yeah.
I think that would make people's butts hurt.
I don't know. I mean, because theoretically, everyone who's not a new player already has their VIP key, right?
Yeah.
So it's just the people that are new to the game that would need their...
I heard tell that somebody was buying up all the cheap VIP keys in the mall.
Really?
Trying to manipulate the market.
That's
curious whether that's going to work, right? Because demand is definitely going to... I mean, it's not even going to get a chance to plateau, right? It seems like it would just... I don't know. How much are the VIP invitations in the mall?
I don't know.
Curious to see.
It'd be awesome if you got to go to a better mall if you had a VIP invitation.
Oh, yeah. Wow. 9 million.
Wow.
Yeah. That is interesting. That is interesting.
Because if they were undersold originally, and it's going to be an arbitrary amount of time until they're available again, I could see people being like, I want this now.
I mean, I wonder how common knowledge it is at this point. Surely people know if they're looking for one, if they're considering buying one, surely they would know that it's going to be for sale in Mr. Store again.
But it could be, it could be a year.
Sure.
For all we know.
We could be heroes for just one day.
That's true.
What else happened with Radio Bugbear? Casey Wiederman says, love exclusive to Accordion Thieves. We were thinking maybe plus level divided by 6% to buff effects capped at 5%. Not too powerful pre-prism, fun and exciting in Aftercore. Eh? Eh?
To all buffs or just their own?
All buffs or just Accordion Thief songs? I mean, yeah. I could see something, making Accordion Thief buffs more powerful for Accordion Thieves.
Sure.
Maybe.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. Every time I actually look at Accordion Thieves, I was like, I think these skills suck.
But they don't. I mean,
I know.
Some of them are not great, but a lot of them are really potent.
Some of them are not sturdy. You gotta watch Enemy Mine.
Yeah, it's on my Netflix.
Good. It's not that good.
I know.
But you need to see it.
It was 2.5 stars. I was like, oh man, seriously.
Well, that's weird,
can you
though.
Maybe just find YouTube videos of the good bits?
So,
you need the context.
I've been noticing this phenomenon when I rate stuff in Netflix.
Yeah.
Angry.
Yeah.
12 Angry Men.
Anger Management and 12 Angry Men.
If they say, we think you're going to rate this 3 stars, I'm more likely to rate that 3 stars.
Because
if I'm on the fence, if I'm like, this is 3 or 4 stars, and I'm like, you should rate this 3, I'm like, okay.
Huh.
And so, how much... that whole contest where they were doing the whole, improve our rating methodology.
Do we know what happened with that?
I didn't look it up. I never checked. Maybe it hasn't been resolved yet.
I'm going to look it up on Netflixpedia. I read a thing about this slideshow about Netflix's policy for salaried employees.
Oh, what is that?
CD Moyer linked to. It's interesting because they are a company that is big, but still sort of runs like a small company. They just sort of let you take as much vacation as you want, as long as your work is getting done.
Okay.
Right. The philosophy being, we don't track your hours when you pull all-nighters before a project deadline, so why should we do this? And they just basically, they really aggressively fire people who underperform.
Huh.
They were adequate performance reward with generous severance packages. and just basically keep
the best people.
Keep the best people. Make everyone in every department
excellent.
Like a superstar.
Wow.
I kept saying. And Sam's an interesting...
Netflix.
In other news, you're all fired.
Incredible. including you.
It was really cool. It was like it was a cool presentation. You know, because it was like it was this weird sort of like there was some kind of corporate doublespeaky kind of stuff in there, but philosophically it was very anti. It was very anti-process. Right, it was very much against setting up rules for the way that things need to be done, and it just talked about the sort of this kind of failure feedback loop that that creates when people who are smart and could individually come up with better ways to do things than your process would allow for.
Right.
And you know, you put in the process because you're afraid of failure, but what you're doing is driving you're driving smart people nuts and making them quit.
Right. No, that's a good point, because like situations where I've had to do something that like I could optimize this in such a better way, but you're forced to do it in a retarded way. Like I cannot handle
the fucking call center, man. I after a few months in the call center, I was like, I have fucking had it with this bullshit.
Huh.
Like, the one story that was just a perfect illustration of this is for a couple of weeks there were every time I came into work. I just had to sit there for like a half an hour waiting for somebody else to go off shift because there weren't enough functional headsets for all the people. There was a gigantic...
There were stations, but
no headsets. Wow. Because there was this gigantic pile of headsets, like some of which the microphones worked and some of which the earphone part worked.
Right.
And I was like, well... Some of these are probably, and some of them were just fine the way that they were, right? Like somebody would say, oh, this headset doesn't work, and they would just throw it in a pile in this cubicle, and nobody ever went through it. And I came in, and I'm like, hey, I could, if you were willing to, like to the guy at the desk that you like, the person who's like sort of wrangling the entire pod farm, right? I'm like, if you were willing to let me just call you on all of these, I could just sit in one of these cubes and go through all of these headsets and we could figure out which ones work so that you don't have to just have people sitting here for a half an hour not doing any work but still getting paid. And they were like, you're going to need a dispensation from your manager to do any kind of special project on that. And I went and asked and they were like, yeah, no. No.
Wow.
Like, but I'm, you know... So you'd rather just keep paying me to do nothing for the first half hour of every shift than, you know, to actually try and fix this. And because, you know, it's extra paperwork to approve somebody for a special project. And plus, I was just a temp.
Oh, you know? Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, it was, God, I hated that place.
Smart people temps must just go nuts and kill other people.
One of the first this blog that I read before there was any such thing as a blog,
right?
It was called Not My Desk, and it was just this guy was like sort of a professional temp, you know, and he would just write stories about the offices that he worked in.
That's cool.
It really was.
That's a neat idea.
Let's see. Netflix prize? Netflix joint competition?
Do people know what I can try to explain what the prize is while you
go ahead.
Do stuff. I mean, I'd probably get some of the specifics wrong, but for a couple of years now, Netflix has had sort of a standing offer of $1 million to anybody that can improve their algorithm for predicting what people will like, basically. And so they have like, and they set up, you know, a bunch of specific rules about what that means. And they're like the first person to get, I think, a 10% improvement over their current like in-house algorithm, and it pretty quickly got up to like 9%, 8 or 9% improvement based on like the test data set that they released, and then it was just a very very slow sort of incremental increases as people like tweak their algorithms and mess around with stuff. And it, you know, it was completely the way you wanted to go about it. Like if you wanted to build a database of every movie and then like say, okay, these are good movies, and like do it from like an actual like data structure kind of way, you could go ahead and do that. Or you could try to do it from just a purely mathematical kind of approach and be like, okay, you know, like try to come up with curves of, you know, like interconnected networks of people that like the same kinds of movies or whatever. Like in any of these approaches, you know, whatever worked, they would totally go with. And so I guess Jick was saying that I haven't seen this in the news at all, but he was saying that it had been...
It does not look like... It says that these people achieved a 10.05% over Cinematch,
yeah,
which was the original thing. And then another team, a little while later, achieved a 10.09%, and then apparently that team got a 10.10. That same team again got a 10.10.
Huh.
And the grand prize winner will be the one with the better performance on the test set. Belcor's Pragmatic Chaos is the leading contender for the prize, with a better test set, Root Mean Squared Error.
Yeah, so the test set is like the set that people didn't get to play with.
Yeah.
It's like
they gave them a set of data.
Yeah.
And then...
So it would be like you could theoretically get it, you know, a really great performance on the test data set, but it wouldn't mean anything because it's...
Right.
You need to do it on the stuff that it's unknown.
Anyway.
Huh.
So I guess it's not done yet.
Okay.
Emperor Norton II says, any chance of Mayfly Bait power increase?
Yeah.
You could argue that when we added the slime tube, we increased the power of Mayfly Bait. Couldn't you?
You could argue that.
You could argue that. Couldn't you? You could. Tiny Plastic GDM says, are the earthquakes leading somewhere? Yes, they are. They're leading around the Golden Horn.
What?
That was what John Flansburgh answered when they asked, okay, where are you going with your music? You know, I would watch a video that was just all the between songs banter from every They Might Be Giants concert. I doubt if such a video exists. Kind of makes me wish I were Jesus, so that I could just have a video like that by willing it into existence. And all the concerts in the future. So then I'd be able to go in and fuck with them. Like, I could say everything that they were about to say right before they said it, and they'd be like, what the fuck? Why does this guy keep coming to our concerts? Doing this to us. Let's see. Uh-oh. I think I might have just accidentally started an MP3. Maybe not.
You accidentally started playing an MP3?
I guess not. I thought it was going to, but it didn't.
Huh.
Let's see. I'm going to try and find this Gary Young album ahead of time.
I recommend appending 7 seconds of silence to the beginning of every MP3.
Why is that?
Is it reference to my puzzle contest?
Oh, 7 seconds of silence?
Yeah.
Isn't that book by Gabriel
Garcia Marquez? You're off by a couple orders of magnitude.
By a couple hundred orders of magnitude.
Yeah.
Cloud Strife says, at the hobo market, when it tells you that you rifle through your pants to see that you have X hobo nickels, if X is more than 500, it should call you an old lady at the end.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Like an old lady digging change out of her purse to pay for something at the grocery store.
I guess.
That was how I took it.
Why is that? Why is 500 the magic number for
you? Yeah.
I don't know. 500 nickels is a lot of nickels.
Yeah.
Evan says, could you discuss the possibilities of evolving the statistics shown for familiars and possibly new features? I don't know what that means.
I mean, I guess, like, this familiar gave you this many stats or something? This familiar...
Well, I mean, it seems like maybe he's talking about, could we, like, give familiars stats? We could give familiars stats.
No, but it says evolving the statistics shown for familiars. Right.
So maybe does that mean on a run?
I don't know.
If you could see what other familiars you
use? Well, because I could see, like, for the leprechaun, you could say this. You know, the leprechaun has given you an additional 1,000 meat this run.
Oh,
right. That one makes sense. Or this volleyball has given you an additional stats this run.
I see.
But for a fairy, that is a complicated thing. And then, like, I guess almost everything else, you know, like the school whelp has replenished this much hit points and mana or whatever. Like, you could totally do that, I guess. But that'd be a bunch of information to track. That'd be a lot of additional flags.
Yeah.
Which I think would, you know, while it's kind of interesting, I don't know that there's enough value in that for us to do it.
Then he says, what sort of stuff can we expect from the Rumpus and VIP rooms in the future? I doubt if the Rumpus room is going to change much in the foreseeable future.
I don't know. Maybe. We could do clan furniture in the Rumpus room, too. It doesn't all have to be VIP furniture. Right? Because that was part of the plan.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
You know.
VIP rooms in the future? I don't know. No man knows the future.
Norman is in Ireland.
Norman knows the future?
Yeah.
Norman Rockwell? He knows the past. And it was awesome.
It's kind of pastel.
Let's sit and think about how awesome the past was for a while. You know who knows the present? Thomas Kincaid, the painter of light.
God.
He does.
I hate his painting.
You know what would be funny if he revealed at the end, in a thing like Insane Clown Posse did, where it turns out the Dark Carnival's Jesus. If he revealed at the end that what was actually going on in all of his paintings was that
sodomy.
There were just a lot of people doing like amateur reenactments of Cocoon inside all of those buildings, and that's where the glow is coming from.
I see.
Yep.
It would be kind of cool if, like, you know, 20 years after you started something, you'd be like, oh, by the way, this is all encoded some, like, just gigantic message, you know, that I was spelling out. If you count the number of windows in every building from the first painting to the last or whatever, it's like, my magnum opus is done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just, what is it? What would Thomas Message's final... Thomas Kincaid's final message
to his
audience, to humanity, be thanks for all the money.
Yeah, like
suckers.
Yeah.
Fineldar says, once the baby stops freaking out every Monday night, you guys should bring Mrs. Skullhead back on the radio for a show or two. She was fun and the radio needs more tits, but not you two fatties boobs, nor Hot Stuff's rock hard abs.
Yeah.
Riff does not have man boobs. Riff has regular boobs in, like, a jar of formaldehyde.
I think the fact that I felt like I was beginning to get man boobs was what, like, helped push me over the edge to be like, fuck this.
You didn't just want to sing that song. I'm a fat dude, I got man boobs. I'm a fat dude, I got man boobs. I'm a fat dude, I got man boobs. I got man boobs, I got man boobs. That's it. That's a song I wrote.
You should sell that to Fat Boy Slam.
I should. No, it was like I was playing this snowboarding game on the original Xbox, and there was some song on the soundtrack of the snowboarding game that was like, I got mad skills, I will get wild, I got mad skills, I will get wild, and I just started singing, I'm a fat dude, I got man boobs. It was a pretty good song.
I, you know, if I'm gonna mention something that you're gonna hate, but there has been discussion of trying to get Jick to record all of his songs that he's made up in his life and sell it as an album.
I think that's a great idea.
I do too. Everyone thinks it's a great idea except for Jick.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks it's a great idea.
The thing is, I know that if we actually started doing that, there would be maybe 45 seconds of music on this album.
Okay, so I think it's closer to probably 10 minutes, right?
I doubt it.
But let's say there's only 10 minutes. Then we get other people to do covers.
Oh. Okay.
And, like, we know some actual musicians who could do, like, who would do in their own styles. Like, MC Formalot.
He would probably do a cover of I'm a fat dude, I got man boobs.
Yeah.
Or of Don't Fall on a Cactus.
Yeah.
The Frontalot version of Don't Fall on a Cactus would be awesome.
I'm
poop
just saying.
Poop of Turd.
Yeah?
That'd be like a meta cover. Because Poop of Turd is in itself a cover of Duke of Earl.
I mean, cover is a loose. Is a loose.
Yeah. That was the one I sang on the way to our first important meeting as a company. And Hot Stuff turned to me and was like, are you just trying to get this out of your system before we get to the meeting? And I was like, that is exactly what I'm trying to do. Because all I was thinking the whole time was like, all right, we got this meeting coming up. Don't talk about turds. Don't talk about turds. Don't talk about turds. And, like, you know what happens when you do that, right? Like, you just psych yourself out, and it's like, hey, good to meet you, Mr. Johnson. Turds! I knew that was going to happen if I didn't sing a song about turds. it's tough being a creative professional. You got all kinds of things.
It's tough living inside your head.
A lot of things that people don't think about that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Like poop and turds.
Yeah. I was thinking, actually, for the office, we ought to get one of those really wide toilets so that we can all poop at the same time. It'd be a good team-building exercise.
I think that's the worst idea you have ever had.
I thought I was going to be able to get through that without laughing, but I couldn't quite do it. That's the thing that keeps me from being as funny as I could be, is that I get the giggles about my own jokes sometimes, and it's so lame. It's so lame when that happens to somebody.
Yeah.
I was sitting there thinking, like, really wide toilets.
Yeah. No, the joke was, I was talking about that like it was a real thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
so,
like,
so it would take a while. Like, I would go on, that would not be the worst thing about the story, right? So it would take a while for you to get back to, wait a minute, what the fuck is he talking about? That was the...
That's a good setup. I mean, that's a good plan, but it's hard to execute. It's hard to execute.
They gotta make... you know when you go to, well, you never went... Riff, did you ever go with us to the strip club in Mexico?
No, I didn't.
God damn it. You guys are gay. The strip club in Mexico just has one of those big, troughs for everyone to pee in.
Oh, for the...
Rather than individual...
Like a single trough.
Yeah, single trough.
Yeah, like a stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm thinking, why don't they do that for pooping? I mean, I can think of a lot of reasons why they don't. I'm just maybe, want to explore them. Yeah, really, yeah. I don't.
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, me neither.
Evan says, could there please be a snowman-based familiar for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We haven't ever done a snowman familiar, have we?
We should do that shirt. I think that'd be a cool shirt. And we could do it. Oh, we got, did you see the box?
The box?
In July's office?
No.
That has stuff in it?
What does it have in it?
It's got the new...
Oh, the new stickers?
Yeah.
That's cool.
They look cool.
I'll look at them. I every time we get a new die cut sticker, I'm tempted to put it on my car, but then I'm like, I've already got a sticker on my car, and I don't want more stickers on my car. And if I'm going to have one sticker on my car, it's going to be the Sword and Martini guy.
Right.
And it is.
Yeah.
That thing has lasted a long time.
Yeah.
They're pretty durable.
At Comic-Con, we sold out a bunch out of glassware really early, and people consistently were trying to buy Sword and Martini guy coffee mugs.
Mm-hmm.
And. They just don't sell on our store at all.
People really want to buy them
in real
life.
And
it's weird, because that doesn't tend to happen, right? I mean, we sell a lot of glassware on our store.
Do we?
Maybe we don't, because it's kind of expensive. When you look at the glassware in our store, it's kind of expensive because
it includes
shipping, right? And people aren't accustomed to prices including shipping when
they
look at stuff online.
So
they still see the t-shirts and think, wow, that's really fucking cheap. Whoa, it includes shipping too? Crazy! That's crazy cheap!
Yeah.
But then they look at $7 for a pint glass, not realizing that it costs $4.50 to ship it.
Right,
and they think, wow, that seems expensive for a pint glass.
We still haven't increased the prices in the store. And
we are probably actually losing money on a significant number of things in the store right now because the USPS is just on this rape crusade.
Well, they're going to go under if they don't charge more.
Yeah,
I mean it's run kind of like a privately owned business almost because they don't get a budget. They just the money they make is the money that they have.
Do they get a budgie to take with them down into the mine?
I don't know.
Does a budgie work the same way as a canary?
I don't know.
I always thought the canary died, but the canary does not die, apparently. The canary just passes out, and then you know.
I thought...
Really?
I thought the canary died.
Are you sure that's not something that your mom just told you to make you feel better?
No, it's something I found out recently. What I read about the practice of carrying a canary into a mine, and it did not say anything about the canary dying. It would say that... canaries, because of the way their respiration works, will go unconscious at a lot lower levels of whatever.
Huh. You know when the rabbit dies, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. Do they still do that?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's possible to still do it, but I don't think
so. No. Really?
No. I mean,
it's possible to still do it. Next thing, you're going to tell me that if I wanted to mill flour with a windmill, that I could do that too.
No. No. That stopped working.
Yeah. That technology's obsolete.
No, it Don Quixote pissed off all the windmills.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We gotta go to Holland so we can piss off some windmills.
Piss.
Oh, man.
Climb to the top of the windmill.
Yeah. No, you piss into the blades so it just blows your piss all the way across Holland.
Yep.
Windmills do not work
Maybe
that
that's
way. Somebody
like
was supposed to say, windmills do not work that way. Because if you tried to do that and the windmill was actually turning, you would just get all of your piss blown back onto you because the wind is blowing towards the windmill.
Oh, well, I guess that's true.
Can't it go either direction, though?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. Yeah, that's a good point.
I feel like they tend to build it so that it's facing the wind, but wind could come from behind. But in either case, it's not the windmill that's creating the wind.
Right.
That'd be funny if you put like grain into it and it just consumed the grain to generate the
windmill. So it's actually, you're just feeding the... Gotta go feed the windmill. And make bread from its poop. I wonder if Millers told their kids that they had to go feed the windmill and that then they ate. The loaves of bread were literally loaves that had been pinched by the windmill.
Wow. Maybe that's where the word loaf comes from.
Yeah.
Neat.
The bread bank. That was funny. I don't know if Doc Galactic made that up. What? He told me once I got to go to the bank
to make a deposit.
He didn't make that up. Okay, I'd never heard it before.
Well, I mean, it is possible, I suppose, that he made it up. But I had heard it well in advance of meeting you guys.
Okay, well then, never mind.
But you know,
but you were in the same part of the country as he was back in the day.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody had to invent these phrases, right?
Like, he went to Amherst. Oh, yeah. When Adam Carolla was talking about pretending to go to Amherst, I was like, I actually know some stuff about Amherst because I had a friend that went to Amherst.
Or he says he went to Amherst.
No, he does say he went to Amherst.
Did you ever visit him there?
I didn't. I had never been to Boston until the time that I came and met you, and I never went anywhere else up there either.
It was Amherst.
I hadn't been to New York before that either. I just had not been to the Northeast at all. In fact, I did not know until that trip that Boston was north of New York.
Oh. It's north and quite a bit
east.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I'm going to play some Gary Young songs. It's been a long time since I played these on the radio. There's that 4 minute. Yeah, that one is a good one. And then we'll do some Plant Man, which is another 2 minutes. And then we'll do Birds in Traffic. Which is another 4 minutes and change. So, okay, guys, we're off for a music break.
Sex. Oh, taping time. Lost in the foothills.
Lost.
Hi.
Lost in the foothills.
Country.
To the other one over there first. Huh?
Yeah, you can turn the pages. Okay, Lost in the Foothills.
You ruined
it. I know. You're singing it to that end of the thing when this end of the thing is the part that works.
Like okay, call me.
All right, will you shut up now?
Come on, hit the F, hit the F.
Okay.
Hit the F.
Lost in the foothills of Labrador.
No.
Oh, you said I could.
Come
he
on,
said
sing.
I could.
Come on, sing. Everybody, guess.
Come on. He said I could sing.
Come on, we're trying to make a tape, Jerry. Come on.
Okay, you can sing it just a little bit, all right?
Sing it next time.
You
we're going to make 100 tapes. I'm not drunk.
You liar.
Just don't, please don't sing. Please don't ruin our tape. You're making it hard time.
Okay.
Lost in the foothills of Labrador County. Lost in the foothills of Labrador County. Lost in the foothills of Labrador County.
I will never go back home again, 'cause the possums and the lizards have become my closest friends. I used to own a factory and wear a silky shirt, and now I got a tree trunk conned and a carpet made of dirt. I'm
lost in the foothills of Labrador County. Lost in the foothills of Labrador County. Lost in the foothills of Labrador County. Lost.
please. I know we're supposed to marry, but I'm living with an iguana and my child she will carry. I'm happy in my new surroundings with my friends all made of fur. So don't come a-looking, cause I won't be there.
Lost in the foothills of Pandora County. Lost in the foothills of Pandora County. Lost in the foothills of Pandora County.
I blew that one.
Can't believe you won't let me sing.
You can sing now.
You can sing. You can sing.
I don't want to overdub this one.
Yeah, overdub.
Oh, we can't overdub this one.
I'm saying now that it's over.
Plant man knows that the plants will grow. Plant man knows that the plants will grow. Plant man knows that the plants will grow. Plant man knows. Plant man. Plant man. Plant man. Plant man. Plant man knows where the plants will go. Plant man knows that the plants will grow. Plants don't know when the plants will go. Plant man knows that.
we're back, having had some Gary Young, who's not Gary Jules. If Gary Young did a cover of that Tears for Fears song, it would have been totally different.
Is he from Gary, Indiana?
Yeah.
Is he from that one vault?
That one vault where everyone's named Gary?
Yeah.
And they're saying, Gary? Gary?
Gary.
What was the...
Gary!
There was a cartoon that was all they said was one word.
Marklar.
No.
Malkovich.
No. It's not the Smurfs, but it's... Maybe it was... Actually, there was a book. There was a book.
The Snorks.
No, I don't think
that must have been a boring book.
I mean, that...
Was it a book that I wrote that was just fart, 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 fart?
California!
Did you ever... Read the Alice B. Toklas book. The
Alice
Gertrude Stein.
Alice
book.
Cooper's Adventures Beyond the Looking Glass.
Wow, that would be awesome.
We've come up with we also came up with another really good name for a story or something earlier today. I thought.
Did we?
I thought so. Like on the way to the yogis.
What was it?
We are just so full of ideas, we just can't even remember them all.
Yeah, it's like we're an endless fountain of awesome.
Yeah.
Like Tub Girl. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Good old Tub Girl. Fineldar says, how does it feel to make your living off of pop culture, but actually be too old to like any pop culture? You have to accept Scary Movie 5, Transformers with large breasts, and glittery vampires. Okay, fuck that. Go 80s and 90s. Woo! We should be on VH1. Yeah, we could hang out with Michael Ian Black.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the Transformers movies, so I don't know about the...
Yeah, I'm just not going to see... Were there girl Transformers?
I'm guessing.
I don't know anybody would complain about that. Although he wrote Breets, so it could mean anything. It could be Breaks.
Oh, yeah.
It could be Bleets. So were there, like, sheep farmers? A Transformer that was a sheep that transformed to a sheep with slightly fewer turds in it would be indistinguishable from most sheep.
We can hear you breathing. Okay. You're like inside the microphone.
Riff, why don't you become a vampire so that you no longer need to breathe?
That, like...
Do vampires' voices show up on microphones? Well, no, because, like, what's the mirror thing, right? Like, what's that all about?
I don't know.
Do they show up on security cameras?
I don't know. It's kind of like a mirror, right? I mean, your retinas are kind of like a mirror.
What?
No, they're not.
No.
Fine. your eyes work exactly like a telescope, right? So, like, there's a mirror on the back, and then there's a dwarf... with Pop-Tarts. Wait, that's how telescopes work, right?
Because the mirror thing is like a big mirror that bounces up to a smaller mirror that then bounces
back into an eyepiece in like the center of the mirror on the bottom.
I thought
so,
but maybe
not. So you can't see a vampire
not.
Through a telescope?
Oh, yeah. You would not be able to see a vampire. So maybe there's a planet-sized vampire.
Oh, God.
Just outside
that's terrifying.
Our naked eye view range.
Aren't there, like, telescopes that you get by spinning bowls of mercury?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not making that up, right?
Yeah, like, you see those hippies at the park sometimes spinning bowls of mercury on top of sticks and playing with them.
That's a terrible idea.
No, well, then, I mean, you can see,
when my mom was a kid,
see for miles and miles.
When my mom was a kid, they, like, broke open thermometers and played with the mercury.
When my dad was a kid, so my grandma owned a beauty shop for a period of time and had a bunch of those, you know, the old school hair dryers where you sit in the thing and the hair dryer comes down over your head.
Oh, because they had mercury switches.
And mercury switches in them, and when his dad, my grandpa, would fix those, you know, which would happen sometimes, those switches would need to get replaced, he said he would just hand him a handful of mercury to play with.
Wow.
But the thing is, it's not really that bad for you. Like, it's
super toxic.
But to touch?
Yeah, it gets absorbed through your skin.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's. I mean, it's like, clearly you can do it a little bit and you're still fine, but like, if you do it a lot, you can definitely get sick and die.
Huh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like, there's enough mercury in some fish that if you eat a lot of fish, you can get mercury poisoning.
Is it... it's just the thermometer fish, though, right?
Yes.
Or the hairdryer switch fish.
It doesn't have to be a hairdryer. Mercury switches can be used in all kinds of different things.
No.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Yes. They imported them all from the planet Mercury.
Didn't they, weren't, were some, like...
like airbag sensors made of mercury?
No, airbag like sensors have always been MEMS, I think.
MEMS?
Yeah, microelectromechanical switches.
The earlier ones were like a ball bearing.
I don't know about that.
They were. The early ones were like a ball bearing sitting in a divot. And if the ball bearing went forward, popped out of the divot.
Wow, that seems like a really terrible... Like, all the ones now are like these super small, like... things that look like this that just don't react to like regular acceleration and deceleration, and only like extreme deceleration will cause them to contact.
He's meshing his fingers together so that all of you people listening on the radio can understand how MIMS work. Isn't that a thing where you bite each end off of the MIMS and then you suck hot chocolate through it?
No.
Am I thinking of PIMS? I'm thinking of Tim Tams.
Tim Tam, yeah. PIMS is...
PIMS are those little cakes.
Or a kind of... beverage. Remember the wedding you didn't go to?
I do, yeah.
No, there was a...
You're right.
At Colin and Jess's wedding, there was a... They had PIMS.
I see.
She was in England for a long time, and it's like a British thing, I think.
Colin is a buddy of Hot Stuff's from MIT. Or was he from high school?
Well, I knew him... Not high school. We both grew up in Colorado, and I knew him from Nerd Camp, actually.
Oh.
But
he was good at Nerd Camp.
He was a year behind me, he's older than I am, which is kind of a weird anomaly.
Did you skip a grade?
I did. I skipped eighth grade.
You skipped eighth grade?
Yeah. Wow,
that's weird.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It was okay. It was a little awkward. It was like, I went from like a little tiny private school to a high school, like a Catholic high school, because it was like the best high school around or whatever.
It was all dudes.
Well, so it was all dudes, and it was also, like, a Catholic high school tends to be a situation where all the kids know each other before they go to high school, because they've all been going to school together since, you know, first grade or...
I mean, I hear that, like, being involved in group cannibalism really makes a tight-knit group.
That's true. That is true.
Because, like, it's like the taboo, and, you know, knowing that, like, well, these other people did it, so I guess I can trust them.
Right. So it was, like, the first half of my first semester or whatever in high school was really kind of lonely and depressing. Because, like, I didn't know anybody, and, like, everybody already had their social circles and stuff like that, and so... If I have not met, like, the group of friends that became my good friends from high school, I think I would have been a very, very depressed kid.
My freshman year of high school was with a bunch of people that I'd been going to school with for several years, and, it was lonely and depressing.
Yeah. I knew literally nobody when I went to high school, so that was...
I moved to a new high school and literally knew nobody as a sophomore.
That sucks. Oh, because that's even worse, though, because, like, at least as a freshman, you know, you're...
Yeah,
not expecting
nobody else knows what they're doing either.
Right.
The other people your age or the other people in your classes have been to the high school for an entire year. Yeah, it was weird. And I was, like, all looking forward to not being a nerd anymore, and I was like, hey, I could not be a nerd anymore, but then I was like, wait, look at me. No, I can't. Seen those yearbook pictures now, man.
Of who?
I think there's yearbook pictures of me and Scully on Asspipe.
Oh, yeah.
That I put up there for the documentary guy.
That's funny.
Because he wanted the yearbook pictures. God damn. I see that kid and I kind of want to hit him.
Really?
Yeah, I want to give him an Indian burn. I want to knock his books out of his hand in the
hallway. I was pretty nerdy. I mean, I'm still kind of nerdy, but I was definitely much worse.
Now you're all buff.
Yeah, whatever.
So you're like the bully.
You're like
not the
building
bully.
Up this expectation. Like, all the people are gonna come to Con and be like,
think that
crush something with your hands.
No,
and
he's just all skinny. He's nothing but muscle now. But you're not going for mass. You're going for strength, right? You're not trying to show off. You're trying to hurl yourself up
a mountain,
sides of mountains, using only your fingers. You want to be like the thing on the cover of the phone book,
or like a fly.
Let your fingers do the walking straight up a wall.
That'd be kind of cool if you could just climb
look,
up any surface.
The possessed printer goes through its freaking out everybody cycle again. For a long time, that was happening during the radio show every day, and then I think if it's on maybe like a 23-hour cycle or something, or 23.9-hour cycle.
Do we still even use this printer? Like, regularly?
I feel like we could leave it turned off 99% of the time and use less power. We use it every once in a while, right?
I mean, I use it, although while you guys were gone, there was like a power out or something, and I stopped being able to connect to it over the network.
Oh, that fucking...
It's just you just need to plug in and unplug the print server.
Fucking print server is bogus and does not work because it operates on
wireless. It you know, it worked for me for a year and then started just being incredibly obnoxious, and so... I just bought my own printer.
Will Bedlam wrote, what is the chance of getting a Kitchen Sink Familiar of the Month, like a Kokobo or an NPCR? I don't know, you know, those are always a little weird because they're, like, fun, but they're too complicated.
I thought the Christmas, the Crimbo-themed ones were kind of multifunction usually.
Yeah. I don't know. They tend to not be very popular. You know, like the spring raindrop.
Excuse me. Sorry. Well, because if you, I mean, especially if they have a bunch of functions, none of them can be, like, super great. I have an idea for a pretty cool familiar, but I don't think it's going to work. It's, like, crazy overpowered.
You should write it down.
I did.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Anti-Marty wrote, so why are the stat non-combats in the Hidden City so much worse than in the Hidden Temple, a much lower level area, just to encourage us to perm plus combat skills? Well, the Hidden Temple, the stat gains scale up to a certain point in the Hidden Temple, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what that zone is all about. So the reason that Hidden Temple stat non-combats are better than other stat non-combats other places, even places that require you to have gone to the Hidden Temple, is because that's what the Hidden Temple focuses on. Because that is not what the Hidden City focuses on. The Hidden City focuses on
round things.
Round things, yeah.
I had to go in and mark the floaty stone sphere as a round object for that purpose.
No.
The new one.
The new familiar this month.
Hi, can't PK. Hi, I can't PK, says. Is it true that it is literally impossible to beat the Naughty Sorceress without the wand since Darth Dud beat the Naughty Sorceress? You literally have to shit your pants.
I think it is basically impossible at this point.
Yeah. The champion says...
Well, he said since Darth Dud, though. Was that...
There was somebody else did it after Darth Dud.
We got, because, like, there was a golden and then
golden
a silver.
And a silver, yeah.
So... Yeah, I don't know.
The champion writes, it's kind of cool how there's support for the soon-to-be race for Trophy 68. Any bets on who you think will discover it first? I'll bet $1 million it's Abysmal Minton.
Yeah. It was also that he discovered it at 420.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm assuming it's a guy. I didn't actually check.
420 local time?
Yes. Actually, I know somebody whose last name is Minton.
Yeah.
But it's a girl, which is why I sort of backtracked. So, like,
and her first name is not Abysmal.
Well,
is she a bad girl?
She is kind of a bad girl.
Really?
Yeah,
you don't know any bad girls. You only know crazy nerd girls.
No, well, she's kind of a crazy nerd girl.
Although I guess a lot of the nerd girls from MIT do a lot of porn.
Not a lot. Not all of the girls, but only...
But everyone that you or anyone that I know has ever dated has appeared naked on the internet. That is actually true.
No.
It is.
No.
Do you ever have that Angels in a Centerfold song running through your head when you think about that?
No.
When you think about that girl and how you never got to see her naked, but then everybody on the internet did?
No.
You never think about that?
No.
You don't like it when I get into your personal life, do you?
No, I don't know. There was a girl that I knew at MIT who started a website called... What was it called?
Nerd porn.
Nerd porn, yeah.
Yeah.
And it did reasonably well, but she had asked me to be a photographer for it, and I'm like, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah, and you know why you don't feel comfortable doing that? Because you don't feel comfortable with your heterosexuality because you are gay.
There were a lot of naked dudes on nerd
and
porn,
also
too.
Totally
so
gay.
That was not necessarily...
They wouldn't have had you do that. Or maybe they did. Maybe they knew you were gay.
No. Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, you can't deny that you're gay using as evidence the fact that one time you didn't see a naked dude. it doesn't work that way. I don't know what kind of philosophy they teach at Harvard, but I'll tell you, at ASU, where I took logic, they tell us that stuff like that doesn't work. That'd be funny if it was just, like... If the logic courses in the philosophy department at ASU were just, like, teaching frat boys how to argue about whether or not people are gay. Now I want to write up a curriculum for that class. These microphones...
All douchebags are gay.
Do not stand.
Socrates is a douchebag.
QED.
Boy.
Quod erat demonstrat. I think you should totally go on the Overthinking It podcast as a guest.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think that I'm smart enough.
No, you're not pretentious enough. You're definitely smart enough.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm quick. I don't think that I am quick-witted enough to fit in on that podcast.
Your wits are quick and just in a different
But I also
way.
I can't stop saying fuck for even like a second.
They're remarkably clean.
Oh, the overthinking it podcast that we have to plug on every show from now on, because basically because I've said that I'm going to plug it on every show from now on every show since I started plugging it, because it was like, we got to cross promote, and I was like, that's a good idea, I'll start promoting you right away. I'm like, fuck, I'm a terrible businessman. like every time somebody walks in here and I'm like, it'll be awesome, we'll figure something out where I give you something and then you give me a bunch of money, here you go, here's the thing, bye. And I walk out of there like, sweet, I'm wheeling and dealing. And I'm like, crap, the phone bill just came. And I have no money with which to pay it. Yeah.
It's
anyway,
story.
I don't think it would work. I don't know about that.
Like, you don't think Skype would work? You think technology would just stop?
No, I'd be on a wireless network, and it would be like, yeah, it would just be like, what do you think, Zach from Kingdom of Loathing? And I would say, fuck. that's what it would be like.
Yeah.
I'd get all nervous. I wouldn't get all nervous. Like, who the hell are these guys? Yeah. You're not Adam Carolla. I'm not scared of you. I wasn't really scared of Adam Carolla. I was thinking I would be scared. I was thinking that he would, you know, stand 77 feet tall and have 8 balls.
You were thinking he would show you his balls?
No.
You're pretty quiet again, Riff, if you want to adjust your boom.
You moved the microphone away from my mouth.
Well, you got to find that happy balance. I tend to breathe out the other side of my mouth.
I didn't learn to breathe out the other side of my head.
If you could just breathe out of your ears, it would be so much easier.
I had a buddy who insisted that his brother could breathe with his ass. Like, if he farted, he could suck air back in. Only if he farted, right? Like, he had to keep the chain going. He could fart and then suck air back in and fart it out again.
Circle breathing.
Circular farting. Yeah. They were talking about circular breathing on the last Overthinking It podcast. Available at overthinkingit.com. A proud theoretical sponsor of the podcast you're listening to now. Furtawoon says, how about making some random quests for levels 14 and 15? Like, when you ascend and start again, 2 to 3 quests are randomly selected out of a pool of 10 quests. It could be 2 small quests per level. Well, why not just make 10 quests that you can do at those levels?
Yeah.
So that you can pick out of a hat which ones you want to do. I suck, oh well, says, so how's your tongue, Jick? My tongue is finally better. Maybe that's why I'm in such a good mood. Because my tongue doesn't hurt anymore. And I'm like, I can talk. I can talk a lot. I can talk as loud as I want. I can wave my tongue around like, blah, 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 and it doesn't hurt at all. This is great.
I often think about how... I don't think about how often I think about how it's nice to feel good and not, like, have, like,
I'm
ailments.
Lost in
yeah.
that sentence.
No, like, when I'm sick, I'm like, God, this sucks. And then I think, you know, I don't think when I'm healthy that it's nice to be healthy, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I actually got that grammatically correct the first time, but...
I don't know, either. Yeah. I thought you were just making a joke.
Halfway through, I decided...
No, I know what you mean,
a
though.
Joke.
I know what you mean, though. Because it's like, on a day when your head hurts, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was a fool yesterday to not take full advantage of the fact that my head didn't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
You don't appreciate what you've got until you don't have it anymore.
That is the truth. Disky says, what's with the 15 mist requirement on the disturbing fanfic? Shouldn't it be a lot higher than that, considering where you find it? I don't know, man.
Is it just matching the other books?
I don't know. It might be.
In which case, yeah, whatever.
SF Warlock says, the message is clear regarding web servers. Buy one chunky one and throw a bunch of virtual web servers on it. You know, I'm kind of curious. If we bought another server that was the power of the database servers and just like, hey, let's run a crazy fucking amazing web server on this... Then we just replace
all the web
servers. We replace the one, you know, one of the one new web servers with a machine that is just designed for blazing fastness.
Huh.
Or blazing saddles. Emperor Norton II says, what's your favorite monster? Frankensteins.
Monsters?
Monsters.
Monsters.
REM's monster.
Frankincense.
The monster you got in Monster Rancher.
I was going to say.
An REM's monster.
That's what I think of.
But I know exactly how your mind works, hot stuff. call is coming from inside your head.
I know.
Bazfum says, when you guys posted the first year's Choose Your Own Adventure, you posted a PDF that was formatted for printing. I noticed it's not on the Choose Your Own Adventure page anymore. It had two pages per sheet, such that you could print it duplex and staple it in the middle to get a booklet. It would be awesome to get that back and similar files for the newer Choose Your Own Adventures. I don't think we do them like that anymore.
Yeah.
We laid out the first one like that to send to the printer, but it turned out to not cost any extra to have them do that, right?
The
first year we just had it done at Kinko's.
Yeah.
Right.
So they had to do it. They printed it on a bunch of 8.5x11 sheets of paper, whereas now I send it to a real printer. It does it offset, and like they assemble the sheets
in random order, which is awesome.
Yeah.
We actually just write a story, and then they turn it into a Choose Your Own Adventure for us.
This year, the laying it out was kind of interesting, because I laid it out by length of section.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it worked really well. I think I am a lot more satisfied with the visual presentation of this year's, I think.
Yeah.
I like that, you know.
The text is much larger.
It had some big pictures. Easier to read, I think.
Big pictures. So, yeah. I feel like we could
big
stand to do it.
Not terrible, though.
No, we could stand to do it and make it a little longer. Because I was a little worried. I was a little worried about the length, and then...
That's what your mom said. We could stand to do it, but you have to make it a little longer. I'd be like, woman... I'm not a machine. Like, I'm literally not a machine. I can't, like, add an extra length, you know, with a wrench.
You literally cannot plug a plug into a plug.
I literally cannot plug a plug into a plug. Dermot says, at the moment, almost every familiar equipment is +5 pounds. Would it be possible to alter them into a better focus on its abilities? Say, fairies, instead of +5 pounds, the plus item ratio is increased by a bit based on its weight. Leprechauns do the same. More gear in the lines of the Magimech Tech Mechamech familiar equipment, which makes it use its more powerful attacks more often. The problem with that is that with most familiars,
there isn't special.
Yeah, if the equipment did something else, it would just be either, strictly speaking, worse, better, or identical to +5 pounds.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, unless we just did, like, you know, I mean, I feel like everybody would get mad if we... All right, so the Baby Gravy Fairy's equipment no longer adds +5 pounds. It causes them to occasionally give you one additional substat after combat, or just something weird like that. You know, we could add all kinds of weird shit to familiars.
Right.
But, like, why?
You know? We had talked about having a lot more options for familiars, like doing the +5 pounds plus some other one.
Yeah.
But we do run up against that problem where...
We every once in a while do... A generic piece of familiar equipment that does something, or we do a familiar with more than one piece of equipment.
Right. Yeah. The ant gear.
And the Jub-Jub birds for the Bandersnatch. Right. And the thing for the Crimbo Pressy.
Yeah.
So, REM's Monster in Monster Rancher produced a rare and unique dragon named Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Apocalypse?
Yes.
Yeah. The,
Now?
Yeah. I spent a lot of time putting CDs into the thing.
Yeah, some friends of mine, like, broke the hinge on their PlayStation.
Because of Monster Rancher.
Get a new one because of...
Yeah. Like, it was kind of obsessive for a little, like, for a day or two. Like, I was like, this one sounds kind of like a monster. Like, I was, like, trying to find, like, and, you know, because I was in a fraternity, so there were thousands of CDs in this building for me to, like, try.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
There was something where if you had a QCAT, there was a game you could play by scanning barcodes, and the barcodes would make some sort of thing happen.
Yeah, I don't know. Right? That's interesting.
Fineldar says, Sissy, go scuba diving. It can be like floating there looking at pretty things if you want it to be. It's so calming, I've actually slept underwater.
What?
I woke up a little bit deeper, but there was a significant lack of drowning. Well, you'd think that, but maybe... There's actually no such thing as this game or this radio show that you're sending in questions to. Maybe this is all like the incident at Ox Creek or whatever.
Owl Creek Bridge.
Owl Creek Bridge. Incident at Owl Creek Bridge. And you're actually drowning right now, Joe.
That was the first time I think I'd seen a movie where like the whole movie was... The conceit was that the whole movie was, you know, sort of a...
I wasn't even thinking of the movie because it was like a short story by somebody. By somebody serious.
I think I saw it in like grade school or high school or something. It was like one of the days where they didn't want to actually
teach?
So an occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge, sometimes called an incident at Owl Creek Bridge, by Ambrose Bierce.
Okay.
What did Ambrose Bierce also do?
Devil's Dictionary.
Okay, right. That's what I was thinking about. He had quite a mustache. You know what I've discovered is that those who do not study the history of mustaches are doomed to repeat it. Let us continue to answer questions. Psychedelic says there should be repercussions for pulverizing turtle equipment. Maybe a hippie attack? Well, what happens is you actually smash the turtle through a dimensional gate into turtle heaven, and then he sends you back powder or nuggets or wads as a present. That's true. Rickett says, Dear Jake, please ask Hot Stuff how he managed to hack my dentist's computer, as he's giving away Trophy 68 hint at the exact time of my appointment tomorrow. Thanks, Rickett.
It tells you how behind we are on the questions.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, the notion that you could put your birthday in to the profile thing, and it would just update your age automatically is kind of nice. But
I think a lot of people wouldn't want that.
And I feel like we don't want to know how old you are for real.
Yeah.
We want you to just be making stuff up.
Lie. Yeah. It's a joke. It's like if we were asking, you know, how many tautologies you believed.
Yes.
Or, because I mean,
all of them.
Yeah, right? Like, Fineldar says, why are you always saying Hot Stuff isn't funny? I think he is. Implement the witchcrafting! Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Pet Rock Steve says,
skip ahead?
I'm just looking at some of the newer ones that are specifically talking about stuff that we talked about here. Kara has a twin, says, Miss Pac-Man was my first video game. The original Pac-Man, I think, was my first video game. Or my dad holding me up because I could not reach the controls.
I was trying to think about where all the... Like, I had a bunch of Atari video games when I was a kid, and I don't remember asking for anything in particular. I don't know if, like, my dad got them or something. Like, I just... Or my mom would think that it looked interesting and get it for me. Like, I really don't know how that happened, and I have no idea what my first game was.
You don't think she just went and bought some like Atari magazines at the newsstand and looked at reviews?
I think she did not do that.
See, the joke is that there was no games journalism back then.
Yeah. It's weird that that it caught on as a phenomenon. Like the personal computer and like game systems, like how did people figure out about them? Like, how do people know that they exist? I guess they were in the regular press.
Interesting, right? I mean, they're exciting, so that people will buy new gadgets, you know? And if it's a gadget that's super awesome, they'll tell their friends about it.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody had an Atari when I was a kid. You know, my uncle got an Atari, my dad saw it, and then mom got him one for Christmas.
But then, like, adults were getting these. Like, they weren't really thought of as...
I was thinking, my uncle at that time, when he got his Atari, was probably 16.
Oh.
Right? And my dad was probably younger than I am now.
When I got the Atari?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I guess we're old.
We are old, man.
I'm like, really? And then I go, oh, wow, yeah, hey.
Huh. Because it was in the 70s, yeah, so he would have been in his 20s. Yeah.
I guess I didn't get an Atari until the early 80s, probably.
I'm guessing that my dad got his, like, the summer or the Christmas of 79 or maybe Christmas of 80.
Huh.
Because I definitely remember him having it before I really understood.
Yeah.
Right. Like, before I was sort of capable of the cognitive leaps necessary to play it.
I remember playing the games with the paddle controller.
Mm-hmm.
And them being kind of fun. Like, just, you know, it's just a single point
like
of interface.
Night Driver
and the bomber.
Kaboom.
Kaboom, yeah.
Night Driver was not fun.
It was fun.
I don't know.
It was. I enjoyed it. I was just thinking about all the Atari games. That was the one that I remembered fondly.
Miss Anicta says, "Did you know that the original Myst was made with a standalone HyperCard toolkit?"
And in fact, there's like in the new remakes, or not even remakes, but reformattings for like the DS and iPhone, you can see some artifacts of that, because there are there were animations in the original that were not real animations, that were just faked.
Like little QuickTime videos being embedded?
No, that weren't that. They were animations like a panel opening, that all it really was the HyperCard's own card-to-card transition effects being used to fake this...
bring it closer.
This panel opening animation. And so since there was no actual animation for it, when you get these new versions, they would have had to make a new animation for that, and some of them get missed.
Missed.
So so in these new versions, every now and then there'll be like a panel that you'll open, and it'll just be open with no animation. It'll just blink.
Oh, that's weird.
And that's because of them not catching the places where HyperCard's own transition animations were used instead of actual QuickTime animations.
That is a weird... I did not realize that it was done on HyperCard.
I always... It bothered me when I would see the rectangle that would appear of flickeriness around the animation that was playing. Because
yeah,
I'm like, God damn it, now I know there's not going to be like a bird flying in from the top of the screen pooping on something.
Brute Force Pwns, you says Jick, Riff, and Hot Stuff, you just lost the game. And I actually thought that thought when that came up.
When what came up?
When we were talking about thinking about something.
Oh.
The game, you know the game.
You the only way to play it is by not thinking about
it.
Yeah. When you said thinking about what?
We were talking about what were we talking about? It was like an hour and a half ago.
Oh, talking about when you were singing the turd song.
Oh yeah. You didn't want to say turd at the meeting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. So yeah, we need to get more trophies.
Asshat says, I'm going to have to read this again on the show on Monday with Scully, but he says, I used to think Jick and Scully were gay because I read some article that used ambiguous wording, but after I read other articles, I decided it was just a bad interpretation. I've described us as
partners.
Yeah.
But then finish the...
Nah. All
right.
Let's see. Where were we? Kamikaze Pirate says, I just saw an Aleve commercial that says I can get more pain relief on 4 times fewer tablets. Does that actually mean anything? 4 times fewer is 1/4 as many, I guess, is what they're going for there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Miss Anichata says, or Miss Anicta says, if you want instant MP3 playing, just install Video LAN Client, best player ever on Unix and Windows. Yeah, I don't know. It's not that fast.
VLC? Yeah.
It's not anywhere near as fast as Cool Player. Cool Player is like literally instant. Literally instant. Talking slowly just to provide irony.
I've used VLC for some stuff, and then there's another one that...
For porn?
No. There's another video player that I use.
VLC is for porn.
I see.
And other videos.
And other videos.
Mm-hmm. But there aren't any videos other than porn that are relevant.
I see.
Seriously, 99.9% of all of the video files that have ever existed on any computer anywhere are porn. Just saying. Pantsless says, you guys mentioned you haven't seen Gone with the Wind. If you start watching it now, you might finish it before you die. It's actually longer than the real Civil War was. It's long. Nosh says, Jick, don't listen to Scully. Casablanca was a horrible movie, and I'm not just saying that because I don't like old movies.
What?
If you want to see a good old movie, watch Harvey.
I have Harvey if you want to borrow it.
Is it good?
I like it.
Do you like Casablanca?
I don't like it.
It is an excellent movie.
You know, I've
but
seen
you're
it
all crazy into noirs.
I've seen it a couple times, and like,
such
it doesn't really move
bat.
Me, but I can see how people like it's. It's kind of like Citizen Kane. It doesn't really do anything for me. Mm. You know, I can see how. Okay, sure.
I will say that I prefer To Have and Have Not, but I still really like Casablanca.
You know. To Have and Have Not what?
To Have and Have Not the movie.
You can't have your movie,
movie
and watch
and
it too.
Not have
you
it.
Can't have your cake and have not it too. You can't have your cake unless you're it.
I mean, you should see Casablanca.
Okay.
It's important. It's an important cultural phenomenon, whether or not you think it's good. Harvey is also a really good movie, though.
No one M says, is it just me or is the artwork for the terrifying robot, the Wally thing, a little lopsided on the eyes part, like the one line under the left eye and not on the right? Yeah, that was a little... because there was like a little cable running. Wally himself is asymmetrical. So a little cable running down from his eye into his neck on one side.
Huh.
So that's why. That's like... it looks like... because I did not draw it as a cable, I just drew it as a line. It looks like it is just a square. It looks like it's squared off head.
I liked Wally, but I liked Ratatouille better.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely liked... I would say that the first half of Wally I liked better than the entirety of Ratatouille, but sure. Once the plot kicked in Wally, it was like... the setting of Wally was really good,
but
I didn't really care about the fat people on the spaceship.
Him and Eve...
sort of. I didn't particularly care about the romance either. I just really like... really? I just really like the sort of dystopian junkyard. Like, but yeah, Ratatouille was fucking great. And I never... if you described it to me, I would have said, I do not care about that at all. That sounds like something... and not necessarily that it sounds terrible, but it sounds like something that I would just have zero interest in. But, like, it was so fucking good.
Yeah.
I bought that DVD ages ago and still haven't watched it.
Yeah, you have.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh, wow. Riff, you should
that's
totally
one of the two Pixar movies I haven't seen.
I still haven't seen Cars, and I'm not
Cars
seen
is not
I have,
that
I bought
great.
That as well and haven't watched it.
Cars is not
Up
that
is
great.
Already out on DVD? Or you bought Cars?
Cars.
Up is already out, is what I meant to say. I don't know if
Up
I said
that. It can't be.
It's still in theaters. I just... I don't want to go see Up because I'm not in the mood to be depressed.
Oh, Up, yeah. Up was great.
Was it?
Yeah.
Everyone has said that, and I haven't seen it. The previews did not particularly make me want to see it, which is weird. Like, it just didn't seem like they didn't... they didn't give away anything, which was cool, but...
the previews for what?
For Up.
Oh.
Because it's just the old guy in his house, like, floating away, and then the, like, Boy Scout accidentally being there. And that's, like, kind of all the preview was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw a couple times or whatever.
Yeah. And is there a lot more to the movie than...
oh, yeah.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean... I think they're just relying on the fact that Pixar movies are just always awesome. Except for Cars. which was not terrible, but it was like way too up America's ass to be good.
Left says, hey JNS, why does the landmass of the mysterious island suddenly increase almost threefold? It doesn't.
It zooms in.
It is explicitly described in the text exactly why that happens. You didn't read it.
Do you want to reiterate it for the audience?
No, I don't really. There's two different explanations. In one, you see. I feel like you see like a model of it, and the other one, you see a map.
Right.
But it just points out a bunch of stuff on the island that you never noticed before because you finally get to see a really detailed map of it. All right. People can't read.
It's not that. But
it's not that they can't.
Don't.
It's that they don't.
Yeah.
Because
although some people also
can't.
They
won't, and they don't read. Mega Man Rock says, can you change the rules of Hobopolis so that the person that kills the boss can't distribute the loot? It's kind of pointless to give us the option in clan rankings to choose who can and can't distribute loot when the person who kills the boss can just take the boss drops immediately. I just failed to see the point of the system, and I think it can cause possible clan looting. And on the database side, you gave a field for us to pick who can administer clan dungeons. It's kind of pointless if it's just ignored. Here is the rationale for letting the person who kills the boss distribute clan loot. The person who killed the boss is one person that we are absolutely certain is still playing the game.
Yeah.
Right? And because of that, what we didn't want was a case where there was a clan with Hobopolis open and somebody working through it, you know, like let's say a big clan opens Hobopolis and then everyone except one guy in Hobopolis, every person except one guy in the clan quits. Right? And then that guy's like, you know, I got Hobopolis open, I might as well play through it. So he plays through it, he kills the bosses, and because everybody with the permission to distribute loot is gone, he can't get any of the loot. Right? That is, granted, an extreme edge case.
But smaller, similar stuff is probably about to happen on occasion.
I mean, even if just everybody is gone, everybody else is gone for the weekend.
Yeah, that's another thing, right? The one person that we are absolutely sure is around is the person who just killed the boss.
And, you know, there are always going to be any number of social problems with these clan. Like, you still have to decide who gets the loot regardless or whatever. So there's always going to be ways that people could could scam or looters.
Yep.
Hooters.
And we cannot solve social problems.
Looter hooters. Hooter looters.
Terrible says, you click on an MP3 and Winamp takes 20 seconds to load. You're doing something wrong. Then again, I disable anything I don't use in Winamp. Well, okay. Maybe there's a trick that makes Winamp run better, but like... Also, you know, if you let the fucking agent run in the system tray all the time that lets Winamp start faster, but I don't want Winamp running all the goddamn time that my computer is turned on, right? I don't want preloaders for software that I may or may not use taking up system resources all the time. Because that's bullshit.
I mean, I just have, like, iTunes running all the time.
Yeah, well, that's because you enjoy wasting system resources on software that is absolute shit. That said, the Mac version of iTunes is not bad. On fucking iTunes, man.
On Windows.
God fucking damn it. I have, like, 25 podcasts,
yeah.
Let's say. 20
yeah.
podcasts listed.
Yeah.
Many of them have subscribe buttons.
Yeah.
Many of them, it thinks that I'm self-subscribed to.
Yeah.
Clicking unsubscribe doesn't do a goddamn thing. I cannot get it to stop automatically deleting episodes of those particular podcasts off of my fucking phone when I plug it in. Clicking unsubscribe doesn't do anything. It's as though I had clicked on a refrigerator magnet of the letter R in my kitchen. That's as effective at unsubscribing me from a podcast.
Have you actually tried that?
No, the R's missing from.
Oh, let's see. From that might be your problem.
Yeah, shit.
Unsubscribe.
Rickett says, now that Trophy 68 has been discovered, how do we get Trophy 81? I already told you.
Wait a couple days.
I think we're ready to off the...
Off gas.
Face. Let's see. You sent me that... Those songs... do you remember what those... Aha, I got it. This is one of our favorite songs these days that we're going to go out on. It's only like a minute long, so I should check with Uncle Ampy and see... if that's okay. And if he says it's okay, then we will see you later. And I have a feeling he's going to say it's okay, because he's game for anything. He's a, yeah. I can't remember the word that I was searching for. Anyway, say something cute, Riff.
Oh.
I put you on the spot.
Yeah, you got to warn me before you make requests like that.
Say something funny, hot stuff.
Ha ha ha. No, I can't.
You guys are terrible. What? You guys are terrible at being put on the spot.
Say something erudite, Jick. Okay, I think we...
Good night, everybody.
Batten zero. Night, everybody. Have a good weekend. She's a young girl.